about my new show, Joe Radio, 9 to 11 p.m. Saturday nights, right here on 106.7 WJFK.
Washington's Talk Superstation is here in Washington. That's why we call it Washington's Talk Superstation.
Hello, Junkies.
The Junkies.
We get fired. What are we going to do?
We got to do radio. It'll be a podunk station.
Right.
It'll be like in
like Lafayette, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. But this is our life now. Yep. We have now become radio whores.
Yes, we have.
We're unemployable outside
of this industry.
I can't even write my name anymore.
And we haven't accomplished much. We got a good morning. We had a morning show. It's popular market. It's great.
We're just a bunch of But if we got fired and we were actually expected to join the workforce and get a Joe job.
Right. Are you kidding me?
Could never do it.
I'm hamstrung.
First of all, I'm
like a quadriplegic at that point.
First of all, we can't get
work an 8-hour day.
Yeah, you can't work an 8-hour day. No. Those are kids.
No way.
What do you mean
no.
I can't?
What do you mean? I can't wear mesh shorts and a t-shirt to work? F you!
Right. I can't wear flip-flops?
I can't wear a visor?
I can't.
Oh, I'm not showing up.
The Junkies. Weekday mornings, 5 to 10. 106.7. WJFK.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You're such an idiot. Any man loves a llama. You're such an idiot. Any man loves a llama. You're such an idiot.
Fine.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We invite you to visit WJFK.com. Click on my oversized face. Once you're there, check out our podcast. Number 4 comedy download on iTunes this week.
So we're comedy?
We're supposedly after that last segment. We talk about a lot of things on the show, Rob.
What? And if you don't laugh, you cry. So let's call it comedy.
You're just tuning in. You missed the incredible revelation that Rob did not see the Exorcist. So
wow.
Buzz and I have one thing to say to you,
That's
Rob.
Right.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
All right.
You got to watch that movie. That's like required viewing for anybody that watches movies, period.
I make you this promise.
Yes? Yeah.
By Monday.
By Monday, good man. I'd like to hear your response. And get some tape off it, too.
Yeah, you want some audio?
I love audio from The
Call
Exorcist.
Call my mom and play it.
And when you go to watch it, sit down with a big bowl of split pea soup.
Oh, now you see, I know enough about it. What, you're up to no good.
What a very great day for an exorcist.
Got the last buzz of the afternoon coming up, but I do want to mention that you can help Virginia tornado victims by contacting the American Red Cross in Suffolk, Virginia.
Please do
Here's
that.
The number for those of you around the country. This was national news.
Oh, yeah. Devastating.
Severe, devastating tornadoes
we'll talk about it too.
Here in our backyard in Virginia. The Suffolk, Virginia Red Cross can be reached at 757-539-6645. Officials say people who would like to help the victims of Monday's tornado outbreak can make a donation over the phone or by mailing donations to American Red Cross Suffolk Chapter. That's S-U-F-F-O-L-K. Suffolk Chapter, 157 North Main Street, Suffolk, Virginia, 23434. So we hope you do that right away.
You can go to the Red Cross website to find out more.
Every little bit helps. Mm-hmm. And if you saw any of the footage today, it's staggering, not only the devastation, but that thank God no one was killed.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's amazing.
It
is
amazing. A lot of devastation down there. So call the Red Cross or send them a donation. Please do.
Will the people who can still afford it be paying $10 a gallon for gas in just 2 or 3 years from now?
Yeah, Mike.
He always blames me. Okay, Exorcist.
The answer is yes, according to economic forecasters, including one from a gas and oil company in Houston. Alan Gaines of Dune Energy was right a little over a year ago when he predicted $4 a gallon this year.
Dune, like the movie Dune.
Mm-hmm. Well, he says that gas should top out around $8 to $10 a gallon for U.S. motorists within 2 to 3 years.
When he says top out means it's all done, then it starts going back down again?
He thinks it will stop rising there. Whether or not it goes back down, that seems unlikely.
My decision has been made. I will be sailing to work.
Ironically, that's about the time I will be mailing in my last payment on my SUV.
You've got a gas guzzler.
I've got
there.
Two gas guzzlers.
You have the Caprice Classic.
Yeah, and I've got the Tahoe with the V8. They both, I mean, if we're going downhill, maybe 16 miles an hour gallon.
You got to work yourself one of them deals with the car dealerships like you used to have.
Are you listening, salespeople? Hello, hello, Libby.
Let me give you a little plug here, Rob. You know, prospective car dealer advertisers, you want to talk about a whore?
Ha!
You want to talk about a turbo whore? I'll talk about the whore of whores.
All right.
Mr. Rob Spiewak can sell your product. This man not only did commercials for car dealerships, but he also did an entire show.
Yeah.
Something none of us could have done, mm-hmm. where you were in a room with car dealers.
Am I not a classy whore, though? I'm like Spitzer's whore.
Oh, you're the classiest whore. You're a lovely lady. You're $4,000 an hour, man.
Thank you. I'll get on a train and come to you.
Good for you.
Canadians already pay $5 a gallon. In Europe, they're paying $9 a gallon now.
Boo, Canada.
We'll be right behind you.
How was the Bigfoot guy?
That's right.
We didn't like him.
Not so much.
I wonder how much he pays for gas.
Not enough. If, on the other hand, you own stock in, say, BP or Royal Dutch Shell, you're having a good week.
Yeah. Oh, good for you.
Yeah, the Royal Dutch Shell.
These two giant oil companies posted record profits yesterday for the first quarter, almost $17 billion.
You know, I'm not the only one. I when you're talking about everything that's happened in the last 8 years, you got to realize these are friends of the oil industry, and that's why nothing's being done. It just sucks.
It does.
Then you see a TV commercial like I watched the other night where they come out and they say, more of our profits go back into research and development for alternative fuels than any other. You know, give me a break.
You know,
you're talking about raw numbers. You're talking about billions of dollars, and it sucks. It really does suck. But it's more reason why we have to get off of this whole thing. The oil has to go bye-bye because if it's gas, we're screwed.
Their alternative fuel is something else they can charge $10 for.
Yes, alternative forms of making more money.
And also, they've been saying it for 20 years.
Right. President Bush has been saying that we have to stop being dependent on foreign oil. That's why he wants to explore here at home. I'm with you. I think we need to get off oil completely.
Mm-hmm.
$17 billion in profit for two companies in 3 months, and all of this while the rest of the world pays $120 a barrel for oil.
$17 billion with a B.
That's right. And the latest excuse is the attacks on oil facilities in Nigeria, the excuse for the latest round of price increases. Whatever.
You know, there is something, though, I think people could probably do. It's not an easy fix, but it's something that I have always thought that if people would get involved in this, they would really help us all out.
What's that?
You're right.
I think they should join us for the best Cinco de Mayo party this Saturday from 4:30 to 6:30 at L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant, 18th Street Northwest. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly.
Yes.
Responsibly?
Yes.
Visit StayThirstyMyFriends.com and StayThirstyMyFriends.com. Thank you very much.
You know what you should do? Take Metro to our party.
Yes, that would be a very eco-friendly thing to do.
Fare cards are still reasonable, right?
Or hang glide.
To the top of the building?
Yeah, and then just hang glide down to our location.
That'll be good. If you could land on the roof, you might beat the cover charge.
Very good. Or skateboard or rollerblade, anything like that. We'd love to see you.
I will have my Mexican rollerblades on.
That's an afternoon happy hour. We're all going to be happy down there. Come and see us at L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant.
I'm going to be delivered by a rowing team.
Oh, really? Good for you. Yeah, you still got that on the brain, don't you?
Fiesta.
BP and Shell say that good operating performance is one of the reasons they still made a profit. That and the jacked up prices.
Well, obviously. I mean, they're able to get these prices and, you know, nobody really does anything about it.
Right.
That's good operating process for the moneymaker.
My theory, this is why our forefathers wanted us to have guns.
Really?
Or Grand Theft Auto, the video game's fourth installment came out today.
Hold it a second. Yes. Now, this is when you confuse me.
How so?
I think of you as all things Mr. Left-Wing, Commie, Pinko.
That's right. I always
think of you, and then you talk about having guns in the house. Where are you on the...
a little joke.
Which amendment is that, incidentally?
Second Amendment.
Where are you on the Second Amendment, Mr. Burbank?
I have finally decided that the reason we have and should keep a Second Amendment is for the government. I mean, I think our founding fathers intended us to remain armed so that we could change the government if need be.
But you don't want us to shoot the person at the BP station.
Oh, heavens no.
See, that's what I got from it.
I think the Second Amendment doesn't just mean, you know, having guns in your house. I'd like to actually put something on my roof like a cannon or something.
That'd be nice.
Well, if you're talking about protecting us against the government,
right.
You go all the way with it. I mean, you really do. You put something incredible that you could, you know, fight artillery with.
Be very careful, Mike, because technically the postman is government.
Dodge this one, a-hole.
I don't want any more bills.
Avoid the crater.
If you'd like something violent but less dangerous, try Grand Theft Auto. The fourth installment of that game came out today, complete with violence and prostitutes and all the things kids love about video games.
This is a big deal. People are going crazy over this game.
Yeah.
Only a certain kind of guy spends time on a website, play.com, but these guys, of them, 40% of them said in a survey they'd be taking the day off today.
Now, Buzz, don't piss anybody off that might work in this building.
Exactly.
DJ Busby.
Really?
Of the guys who go to these websites, these gamer websites, right. 40% of them said they'd take today off to stay home and play the new Grand Theft Auto.
Hello, this is Matt Goldstein. I will not be coming into work. Oh, wait a minute.
I can't take the day off today. I took the day off yesterday so I could stay home and be the master of my own domain.
This edition of GTA is expected to rake in about $400 million.
How can I play Grand Theft Auto when I've taken off already for J.O. Monday?
Just this week, $400 million
I'll
for Grand Theft Auto.
I'll play it on my DS.
Boy, if you you know, if you have the skills. I saw a an
mad
ad.
Skills.
I saw mad skills. I saw mad. He doesn't have mad skills. I saw this this ad for one of the training academies now that offers a program for video game design.
That's nice.
I'm not surprised.
But I would think that's almost like you too could have a career in modeling, or you could be a professional athlete.
Gun repair.
It's hit and miss. You know, I mean, you're not going to necessarily be the guy that invents the next Grand Theft Auto.
But when it hits, it's $400 million in a week.
You do video games some.
I do. I play Call of Duty.
My son loves that.
Medal of Honor. I'm a big one for that. I told I was talking to Chad Dukes today, and I said I enjoy shooting Nazis. That gives me a lot of pleasure still.
Well, now I feel uncomfortable in my work environment.
You wait. Your time will come.
Just let me get comfy.
What does he mean by that?
It'll be on your walk out to the car.
John McCain has done a 180 on Iraq. Not this week, but sometime between being just a senator and becoming a candidate for president. Oh, look who's here.
Oh, hey.
Let me take this opportunity to say greetings to the candy asses.
Hi.
Nice John. Spinning.
So long, blimps.
So long, pops.
Wow.
McCain, who now wants to stay the course in Iraq, at one time thought Barack and Hillary were right about wanting to get out. It's all in the transcript of a forgotten appearance McCain made on MSNBC about 4 years ago. Here's what McCain told Chris Matthews back then about our soldiers' mission. I would hope that we could bring them all home. McCain goes on to say, one of our big problems has been that many Iraqis resent American military presence. As soon as we reduce our visibility, the better I think it's going to be. Whatever happened to that guy? Oh, there he is now.
Hey, John.
I think it's important to point out that you're a schmarmy pain in the ass.
This is what you said.
What you're doing is you're quoting me on something that I said a long time ago.
When you were younger.
You're way out of line, Burbank.
Are you forgetful?
I don't like his girly T-shirts either.
Are you forgetful?
I'm very forgetful.
Maybe you forgot that you said it.
I'll tell you, I can remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
What was that?
A scone.
Goodbye.
Bye.
A new survey projects that Hillary Clinton would enjoy a bigger margin of victory over McCain than would Barack Obama. A margin five times as big, according to this Associated Press Ipsos poll. That strengthens Hillary's assertion she's the better candidate to guarantee victory over McCain, and it strengthens her resolve to stay in the race, which I know will be good news to you.
Atta girl, Hill.
Baby.
When we continue, a Maryland town goes boom in the night.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I like boom.
Mm-hmm.
Want me to play it?
Here
sure.
Goes.
Here we go.
Now play the other one. Yeah.
Keep those handy.
So you got an explosion story
mm-hmm.
coming up? All right, we'll be back with more of Buzz right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.